I'm just grooving along to the song, by the way.
I like it. Oh, I can feel it.
Yes. Well, it is a back-to-work Monday, and it is a cold back-to-work Monday. Minus 10 for the high today. The Evan Bray Show coming up at 8:36 this morning. When we're talking about PV, we're not talking about Puerto Vallarta. We're talking about the polar vortex.
Yeah, it's cold. There's no doubt about it. I mean, we know we can get colder, but I just think we got away so lucky for such a big part of the fall here, even into the last month. But, yeah, well... Winter's here.
It's here. Get ready for it, especially if you're working outside. Now, the Riders, of course, Grey Cup champions, but did you know that Mosaic Stadium is also the number one stadium in the CFL, according to a survey that was done on social media?
Oh, I didn't see that survey.
Yeah, it's...
I'm not shocked about that, and I actually listened. I was at an event this weekend where Craig Reynolds was speaking, the president, CEO of the Riders, and he talked about the fact, you know, that we got the Grey Cup coming back to Saskatchewan in 2027, and he said that's not just luck. That's got a lot to do with the stadium. They love hosting the Grey Cup game in this new stadium, and he said he thinks that we'll see Saskatchewan on probably about a five-year rotation for the next while because of the stadium.
Yeah, well, according to this the survey, it was because of different things. The design of the stadium, the way that the partial roof would have been nice to have an entire roof on there, but at least it keeps the elements away from the fans because you're sunk in a little bit. Also, the sight lines, you get a good view of the field from just about every seat in the whole place, they're saying. And the big one was, which was kind of interesting, they call it the Rider Experience. So this kind of ties right into... Mosaic being part of or being the Grey Cup destination in a couple of years is that when you're there, it's just an experience because like this is the heartland of football. Everybody just goes crazy.
Yeah, you have to give it to them. You know, there was so much controversy that swirled around that stadium when it was being built, the cost of it and those types of things. But they did a good job. Mm-hmm. It is a beautiful stadium. It's a great place to watch, whether it's a football game, a concert, whatever you're going there for. You have to give them props. It's well designed, and it is. I can see why it's the jewel of the CFL, for sure.
Yeah, it's a beautiful stadium. On your show today, you're going to be checking in with our senior reporter, Lara Fox. Romanoff talking about our city budget.
Yeah, that went late, didn't it? It was Friday. They were still making big decisions. I was actually originally going to have Lara join me Friday morning, and she said, you know, they're not done yet. They're still, in fact, there were some new things brought to the table. So they did finally reach a decision late on Friday, so we'll have Lara on about that, and then we'll open up phone lines for a discussion after the fact. Regina watching closely what's going on in Saskatoon because City Council and Regina will be making their decisions in a couple of weeks.
Now, the tax hike that we were supposed to get has dropped a little bit. They're going to try to get it under 7, which they did, but 6.7, that's pretty close. In Regina, they've got a bigger tax hike.
Oh, yeah, I know. They've got one that's just under 16%.
Wow.
Now, you know, some will argue that's the forecasted number, and that's the number that, you know, not to scare citizens, but to give them an awareness like, hey, we got some tough decisions to make here. So it is going to be interesting to see where that ends up in Regina. And I guess if nothing else, it gives people in Saskatoon a little solace that, you know, hey, it could be worse.
Yeah. Well, you know what? And I like where they're going with this budget in some respects, and that is to get back to basics, what we need, road clearing, road construction, getting infrastructure, that type of thing done. Although yesterday we might have been a little overzealous. On Friday, there was a snow effect or a snow event is what they call it. And so they bring out the plows and the sanding trucks and all that, which was needed. But over the weekend, everything was pretty much cleared off. But the graders were still out there. They were looking for snow to scrape. And that might have been a little bit of a waste of money. But
Well, I mean, you know, gosh, I'll tell you, it's a nuanced thing, I think, snow removal. And you're kind of damned if you do and damned if you don't, right? People will often complain, well, they're not out here getting it away. And if you don't get, it's like my next door neighbor. She has this belief that if she doesn't stay on top of the snow, she wants to be able to see her driveway all through the winter. So I'm telling you, Shaq, the second those snowflakes come down, she's out there with a leaf blower getting this off the driveway.
You're
because
preaching
she doesn't,
to the choir, buddy. You're
she doesn't want that base, right? She doesn't want that base. You don't want to drive on it.
Yeah, I don't like that either. Okay, one last thing. This is really weird, and I don't know if it's just me or what, but all my life I have hated fruitcake. All my life around Christmas time, the fruitcake. I don't know what it is. But as I'm getting older, I tried some the other day, and I'm going, hot take, this ain't so bad.
Really? Yeah. Shaq, I was going to say I'm with you on not loving the fruitcake. Like, I will pass it up 99 times out of 100, unless I'm, like, starving and there's no other options. So, yeah, I don't know.
You're not there yet.
No, I'm not there. My grandma used to make fruitcake every Christmas, and I feel like that plate had just as much fruitcake on it at the end of the day as it did at the start. I don't know that a lot of people.
And then they use it as a doorstop after that.
Yes.
But, I don't know. Maybe it's age. Age is just making me a fruitcake lover.
Before we go, I forgot to ask you. Yeah. I didn't get a chance to talk to you Friday. How did the rest of Agribition go for your cooking?
Went great. We had lots of people coming by the cooking stage, and I did a bacon-wrapped spinach mushroom pork tenderloin.
Nice.
It turned out great. Everybody loved it, and nobody got sick.
That's good. Well, I heard rave reviews. Anybody I talked to that stopped by your demonstrations were raving about your cooking. So good on you, Shaq.
Well, thanks very much. Lots coming up on the Evan Bray Show at 8:36. Ev, have a great show.
Good stuff. Thanks, buddy.